half of Cougar football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Let's head live to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth. Alongside Hans Olsen, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back to Waco. Before we get underway with the second half of action, let's pause a brief 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Football on BYU Radio.
Back to McLean Stadium. The Dave Aranda era has the Bears 3-18 as their record. 3-18 when trailing at halftime. BYU under Kalani Sitake, 48-7 when leading at halftime. Those are two very notable trends for both teams in the current situation. BYU leading by 17, 31-14. Greg Wrubell, Hans Olsen up in the booth. Mitchell Juergens down on the field in the Zions Bank end zone. For banking that goes the extra yard, Zions Bank is for you. The Cougars losing a number of players due to injury in the first half. Connor Pay, Cody Epps, Harrison Taggart already down. Sione Moa, down LJ Martin, down Evan Johnson. So this bye week couldn't come at a better time. Next week, we'll see who gets back after the bye. We'll see if BYU's 5-0 going into the bye. Will Farron, after a career-long 54-yard field goal in the first half, kicks off begin half number two. It is caught by Jamal Bell at the 8-yard line, and Bell gets all the way out to the 34-yard line. Baylor special teams are still getting it done today, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. There was a fair catch outside the 10 in the first half that made me feel like they're still asleep. They're having a hangover effect from that Colorado loss. And this one, you see, he actually leads into the field, and he's got momentum moving forward, and they look more aware and awake. So I say get aggressive. Go hit Sawyer and try to put him back to sleep.
All right, BYU will go without Harrison Taggart available with a 4-2-5. The two backers are Glasker and Kelly. This may be what we see, steady diet here in the second half. Sawyer Robertson, his first pass is a sack! He goes down hard, hangs onto the football, and well done to do so. And that Tyler Batty's first sack of the season.
And done in grand fashion. He's going to beat his offensive tackle on just an inside pass rush. So he engages, he quickly moves into an inside rip, and kind of the momentum of the tackle pushing him, and then his momentum of him beating that tackle pushes him right into the back of Sawyer Robertson. Ooh, that's a big hit.
That had to feel good for Batty. Belt high snap to Robertson. Robertson, again, under duress. Release to the far flat. A sidestep. A nice hang-on tackle by Crew Wakely. Crew Wakely appeared to be juked, but hung on and makes the tackle around the ankles.
Yes, so
on a second down and long to keep it third down and long. It'll be the 31-yard line, so the 44, 3rd and 13. So a sack followed by a nice tackle by Crew Wakely, and now 3rd and long for Baylor. BYU platoons late defensively. Trips to the right. Sawyer Robertson, chest high snap. Sprint out to the right. Good coverage on defense. Oh, and they go! They got him anyway! On the out to Josh Cameron, another 3rd down and long. Completed, moves the sticks. Coming into today, BYU opponents had completed only two. Only two 3rd and 11 or longer. And today, two converted against BYU. I should amend that. Only one 3rd and 11 or longer was completed all year. And now two today. Moves the sticks. First down and 10 at the 50. Robertson steps out of a sack. Chase to the left side. Mangelson and Nelson give chase. And the throws into the BYU team area incomplete. It'll be a throwaway, second down and 10. And both times on the third and long, it's been Josh Cameron, the target. Not been a problem for BYU all year. It's been a problem today. Third and longs against BYU.
And they've unleashed the Batty a little bit now. Tyler Batty comes off the field, and he's going to take a break. But that was three pressures by Tyler Batty and a sack in that complete mix right there. That was really good effort by Batty.
And look who the backers are now. Sione Moa and Ice Moa. Shotgun snap, Robertson. Handoff middle, not much there. The helmets clash. Dominic Richardson stood up after a gain of a couple. They gave him three. That was a nice gain by the spot. I thought he was stopped short of that four-yard gain. They're going to give him four to the 46 of BYU. First possession of the second half for Baylor. Big play, third down and 12 to Cameron. It was 18 yards to move the sticks.
That pop you heard was Ice Moa meeting him in the hole and going just helmet to helmet to stop the momentum. Ice Moa has had a fantastic game so far.
The corners are Therian Alexander III and Jaden Dunlap. BYU brings a blitz from the left side, and it results in a loss on the play. The safety blitz came from the quarterback's left and helped that gain be held to almost no gain. In fact, a loss. And it'll be a punt. That was a third down and four and a loss of two on the play to the 47-48 of BYU. So Baylor looking to punt and pin. You want to be cautious. The line to gain to the 40. Look out for a fake here with the ball on BYU side of the field. Again, the
perfect
spot of the clock, spot of the ball is the 48. They keep the offense out. Punt team is not back on, so they're going to go for it. Now BYU calls timeout because Parker Kingston was on in punt return, and Baylor kept the offense out. BYU's playing for punt, so BYU calls timeout. Fourth and eight. So Baylor's kind of feeling like almost like a now or never moment here, trailing by 17 points.
First charge timeout, 30 seconds.
Well, they might be in that.
And they might. It could be just to see if they'll draw or jump on this.
Yeah, and I think that they wanted to force BYU to take a look at it. I can't imagine that they'd go for it on fourth and eight right here.
Well, at midfield, if you don't make it here and BYU scores again, it kind of feels like the hammer's down.
I don't think you can give them that opportunity. I think you've got to punt and try to pin them and bring your defense out and do something nice.
But what a big play on third down.
Well, yeah, this corner blitz is such a beautiful draw. That's Jacob Robinson, and that is such a timing blitz. I was talking about Jay Hill. He loves the corner, safety, and nickel blitzes on any type of third and long. And that was perfectly timed. Robinson walked up almost at a safety position, walked up to the slot protection. And then as he's walking, just stays momentum and comes downhill to get that tackle in the backfield.
Offense stays on the field.
Wow, this is
fourth and eight.
This is risking it right here. They have had some third and long
success. BYU's still not, they're still unsure about who to have on the field here. They're going to rush off
Ice
Moa.
Yep.
All right, fourth down and eight from the BYU 48. Robertson in shotgun. Claps the hands, takes the chest tie snap. Throws under duress and oh my goodness, what a catch for a first down. I can't believe that. A toe tap by Bryson Washington.
What a catch.
To move the sticks on a fourth and eight.
Oh, Greg, that is a ridiculous catch.
And they immediately snap to Washington on a first and 10 to the 33, gain of one, second and nine. A third and 12 converted, a fourth and eight converted. If Baylor's going to come back in this game, this opening drive of the third quarter will be the one that got them there.
Go out and they pull Caden Syracuse, their tackle, and you're going to get Bryson Washington, who fits in right behind him. It's just a short gain. Good job by Jack Kelly on the outside. He just wraps him up and tussles him down.
Twins left and right. Second down and nine. Ball between the hash marks. Baylor driving the BYU 33. BYU shows just three out front. The catch is low and made on the right side outside the number to Presley, but a flag flies right around the receiver. I didn't see contact there with the BYU player either. What was the line judge, or the flag just fell out? Sorry. Now, why anybody has a... Oh, it's just a... I got it. So it was a Baylor towel,
yeah.
A yellow towel
yellow.
In this case.
Yeah.
It fell on the field. So there was not a flag, but it looked like a flag. A yellow hand towel came out of the pocket or the hip band of Presley, the receiver. It goes to a third and three, by the way, and BYU's kind of late getting off the field defensively. It's all right. They'll hold him for it. BYU in a 4-2-5. Bat down. Incomplete. That was Ice Moa rushing in from, or Logan Lutui, pardon me. Logan Lutui, number 59, from the right side of the quarterback, Robertson. But if you're going for it on fourth and eight, you're sure going for it on fourth and three.
Yep.
And so the offense stays on the field here. But now this becomes as big a stop as the one a moment ago on fourth and eight would have been, or the one a few moments ago on third and 12 would have been. However you keep Baylor from scoring, it's all good.
Watch
trips left, single wide right.
Watch the
fourth
QB
down
run.
And three. Hands cautions about QB draw. They're going to motion from left to right for Twins either side. Robertson dancing in the pocket, pulls it down, throws, complete. First down, another one. another one to Hal Presley, the 17-yard line of BYU. Baylor cannot be stopped right now. Two fourth downs and a third down and 12 on this drive.
So Presley's just gonna run a seam route, and he's gonna actually fold and bend and then come back right into that pocket underneath the zone. That's too much depth and too much respect on the zone by the safety set.
From the 17, first and 10, Washington off the left hip of Robertson. BYU needs a big play defensively. The run to the right, a wrap up by Jack Kelly. Limits the back to a gain of maybe a yard or two. It was Bryson Washington. We remember, Hans, how quickly a double-digit lead evaporated in Stillwater to end last season.
Yeah.
I mean, it turned really quickly.
Yeah.
And the Cougs have to avoid Baylor starting that momentum ball rolling here in the second half. They're down to a second
drive.
And 11.
Jeez, this is a long drive, Greg.
Second and 8, pardon me. It's lasted 6 minutes to open the second half, and it's concluded two fourth down conversions and a third and 12. There have been chances to get off the field. Four down linemen for BYU. They'll bring just the four. Robertson looking to his left. Now going for the end zone, wide open touchdown. Oh, he caught it, but out of bounds, or did he?
Oh, he got it.
He got it,
yeah.
Touchdown.
He got it.
He bobbled it and then secured it as he was going out of bounds. Touchdown, Baylor.
I almost feel like it was a bit of showmanship. He was moving it to his hand and wanted to make it look like
I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah, he was just showmanship.
Showing off?
Yeah, just showing off.
Wide open on the left side of the end zone. Touchdown to make it 31-20 with the PAT pending. And Baylor found its footing in the first half, and BYU had a chance to kind of end the drive and keep momentum, and Baylor.
Yeah, broken cover.
Massive chain movers. Yep, got a foot down, no problem there. Touchdown, 8:44 to go in the third quarter. What a massive statement by the Bears. Kick is up and good, 31-21, 10-point game.
Jacob Robinson fell off the quarter, and I don't know why. I don't know why he didn't continue to sink. You didn't have a safety over the top, so that's wide open.
Timeout on the field, 8:44 to go in the third. Starting to become a new ball game here. See what the Cougars can do in response. 31-21 Cougs on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Well, biggest drive of the year to this point for BYU is coming up. BYU led this game 21-0. And that lead of 21 has been cut by more than half. It's now a 10-point lead, 31-21. Starting to get picked apart through the air a little bit. Baylor's got momentum, converting massive chain movers on two fourth downs and a third and 12 in that last drive. Had BYU kept Baylor to a turnover on downs with a three-score lead to score again, it almost feels like, well, it's all the hay's not in the barn, but you're pretty darn close. And now it feels like a whole new ball game at 10 points. So it's a massive possession coming up for BYU. Plus now you're losing players. No Harrison Taggart, no Connor Pay, no Cody Epps. All lost today.
I would say this too, Greg. Without Evan Johnson.
And without Evan Johnson.
They've been running a lot of zone. I expect them, whether it's Maury Bamba or Mark Collins or Jacob Robinson, I expect them to go back to some type of man because they're getting picked apart in the zone. And they are very capable, and they've been running a lot of man. They ran a lot of man against SMU. I think they go back to some man coverages.
Jack Stone kicks out of bounds. That'll help. So a kickoff out of bounds for Baylor just as they make it a 10-point game, a blunder.
Kickoff out of bounds. Kicking team. Ball will be placed on the 35-yard line. First down.
So first and 10 BYU, but the Cougs have been responding all day to adversity due to injury and to momentum gained by Baylor with drives to score immediately in response. And they'll try and do the same thing here now with a game clock at 8:44 here in the third. And the scoreboard showing 31-21 and no Connor Pay in this game. He played early and left early, and Sonny Moccasini's gone most of the rest of the way. Shotgun split backs for BYU. Retzlaff's been spectacular today. Outstanding. Clean pocket. Jake guns it. Complete.
Oh,
drops. You just hate to see that. That's the 45-yard line of Baylor, and Jake put it on the numbers.
Right off.
Darius Lassiter couldn't haul it in. That is, oh, what a play on first and 10. You're down inside Baylor territory, maybe even more yards after the catch, and it's a drop just right in the breadbasket.
Lassiter had beat his man, and he'd gotten past the man in zone, and he was in perfect position.
These are important plays, really important plays. And that one goes the other way. A run and for nothing on second and 10. So you should be looking at first and 10 inside Baylor territory, and now you're third and 10 back on your own side of the field. It's one little play. but it could be massive in this kind of game. The drop pass at the 45. We'll see what the Cougs can do now. A third and 10. Baylor had no trouble converting third and long on its last drive. Has two third and long conversions. This is third and 10 for BYU at the Cougar 35. If the Cougs don't convert here, this place, the fans who are here will get loud in favor of the home team. Not a huge crowd at all today for Baylor.
That's enough.
Momentum is on the Bears' side. BYU needs to make a play to restore it. 3 for 5 are the Cougs on third down. Retzloff in the gun. Low snap to Jake. Pulls it up and throws. Dropped it off the hand of Lassiter. Not so much a drop, a high throw. Yeah. Jake was open, or rather Darius was open, and Jake threw high. And that is a 3 and out that should have been first and 10 at the Baylor 40-yard line.
And another first down opportunity if that ball is on the money. What's crazy is Darius dropped a perfect pass earlier, and then Retzloff puts a bad pass on Darius.
Well,
I'm typically very liberal with the receivers needing to catch it. That's kind of an uncatchable ball because not only is it high, it's behind him.
Baylor scores on the next drive here, Hans, and it's...
Oh, we're in business.
It's as if the 21-0 lead almost wasn't there.
Put the hard hats.
Fake! The Cougars call the fake! Vanderhaar makes the first down! Vanderhaar midfield! 45-40! Oh, what a play! And what a call! Papinga and the special teams pull one out of the hat. Did the Cougars need that? Yes, they were facing a 3 and out. Yes, momentum was headed to the Bears. But yes, Sam Vanderhaar runs on the fake and moves the sticks.
It's going to fire right back to Vanderhaar, who's, of course, in punting position. It's a little bit high. He grabs it, tucks it, gets behind his up back, works off the left side of the field, finds some open room, and gets more than he needed on that first.
That looked like a manly Aussie rules run from Sam Vanderhaar. Pistol, turn, give. Nawahine running left, trying to shed a tackler. A strong run of 3 to the 40-yard line. Wow.
What a perfectly called.
What a time for that. Because you, I mean, I got the sense up here that things are starting to slip a little bit, and wow, to grab it back with that play.
And think, if they don't convert that, I mean, that is a gutsy call, because if they don't convert that, you're giving that to Baylor almost on their side of the field.
What a time for it. Can the Cougs make it pay with points? 31-21. The Cougs lead by 10. Nawahine off the left tip of Retzloff. Jake, knee-high snap. Quick fire on the slant. That's complete for a first down to Darius Lassiter. Sure hands that time. They go back to Darius, and he moves the chains, and now you're in scoring territory. 31-yard line of Baylor.
Nice
just
run.
How big will that play be, that one play? The drop on the sequence before seemed pretty big, but the fake punt, the run by Vanderhaar to keep BYU in possession, should the Cougars score points and hang on to win today, that becomes the play call of the day.
We've got Darius on a man on, and he's on the far wide side of the field, and he just hits a little bit of space on that slant. Good throw by Retzloff.
Retzloff gun. Nawahine right hip. Twins left and right. Jake. Slant left this time. A quick in from Chase Roberts for a gain of 5. Solid play and a clean grab by Chase. That's his second catch of the day is all. Oh, pardon me. That's his third catch of the day. 3 for 20 plus. Ooh, Roberts, or pardon, Lassiter sees the ball sail through his hands on a quick throw on 2nd and 6. Goes to 3rd and 6 now. You're in scoring territory at the Baylor 26-yard line. But ideally, you move the sticks here. Then now the Cougs converted their first 3 third down tries, or 0 for the last 3.
That's a screen ball. And Darius doesn't even move off the snap. He's just standing there waiting for it and drops it. Second drop in this drive for Darius.
Empty now. 2 receiving options left, including Haunga. 3 to the right. 3rd down and 6 at the Baylor 27. Jake on a belt high snap, throws underneath. On a double clutch catch by Lassiter. What a grab. He didn't catch it cleanly, but he popped it up in the air and hauled it in. Oh, what a huge reception by Darius.
Matt Jones, the middle linebacker, is on man
all
responsibility on that slot. And Darius is just going to lurk, work into that little zone, that little area, while he's manned up by Matt Jones. And he actually does kind of hit it, reclutch, it jumps up in the air, and then he comes down with it just behind Matt Jones.
BYU now 4 for 7 on third downs on a double clutch catch by Lassiter. Ball between the hashes, now the 18-yard line. 4:45 to go in the third. BYU's up 31-21. Pistol formation. Nawahine Pokahunga, beg your pardon, takes the handoff for a loss on the play. A loss of two. Pokai is stopped in the backfield. So second down and 12.
This is now the second tackle off the backside that I don't like. And now we've got another offensive lineman down. Looks like it's going to be Sonny Moccasini.
Oh, boy. And he's holding his left shoulder. And would BYU be down to its third string center in this game? Yes.
Yeah. If
wow.
Sonny Moccasini is down, in fact, it would be. Now, they were lucky to have both Leusa and Moccasini ready in this game. But now another one going down.
Timeout on the field. We're taking at 4:30 to play in the third. BYU driving but dealing with more injury adversity. 31-21 Cougs over the Bears on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU's played clean today, just two penalties and no giveaways in leading at 31-21. BYU Football brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue, perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. It was not Sonny Moccasini, it was Waylon Lapuaho, the injured offensive lineman. So Bruce Mitchell is now in at left guard for Lapuaho, and Moccasini remains at center with Austin Leusa to his right at right guard.
Who graded very high, I might say.
Second and 12, BYU with the Baylor 20. Retzloff gun, they vacate Davis. Jake's got pressure from the right, throws left and low to Miles, incomplete, third down and 12. So you're in scoring territory, but it would be only a 13-point lead with a field goal. Three-score lead with a touchdown, and Jake's been a little more errant here in the second half. He was nails in the first half. I think only three incompletions. He's now sitting at 16 for 24. Not hitting on some of the more simple throws we've seen him attempt here this afternoon.
He released that really quick. He's got time, Greg. Bruce Mitchell, he was the highest graded offensive lineman, according to Kalani Sitake. So you're going to have some time. Make sure that you're setting your feet and getting that thing delivered on target.
Empty for Retzloff. Third down and 12. Twins left. Trips left, takeoff left, and Retzloff will tuck and get rocked. And a gain of only two. Fourth and 10 field goal try for BYU. So that fake punt was a real highlight, but it does not get the Cougars or help get the Cougars into the end zone.
Nice shot by Trevin Maye as Jake Retzloff kind of cuts back to the inside. You're going to get shot in the ribs.
Now this is just straight down the barrel. This is going to be only a 37-yarder for a guy that hit from 54 career-long earlier in the game. So to make it a 13-point lead, Will Farron on from 37. Ball between the hashes. Kick on its way. And easily through for three. 34-21. Cougs up 13. Timeout on the field on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats. From farm to fork, Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats take pride in good practices that produce safe and nutritious pork right here in Utah. Make pork your protein of choice all season long. For delicious and nutritious pork recipes, visit pork.org. The last drive, longest one of the day for BYU, but no touchdown. 13 plays, 46 yards, 5:11 off the clock. So a time-consuming drive ending in 3 points.
Longest.
A Will Farron 37-yard field goal. Longest in terms of plays at 13. So BYU leads it by a score of 34-21 with 3:33 to play in quarter number three. You know what BYU doesn't have today is a single defensive three and out. Now would be the time for it.
That would be the exact time. So this is what I'd like to see, Greg. Go back to some man press. You know, you've sat in the zone, and you're letting receivers get behind you, and they're sitting in those little pockets. And Sawyer Robinson's really good at delivering into
the
pockets.
He's been accurate.
Yes, so start pressing a little bit and make Mark Collins run with them a little bit and ask, you know, Maury Bamba and Jacob Robinson to do just a little bit more in that press, and then see if off that press you can get a nice coverage sack or a nice coverage pressure from Tyler Batty. That's what I'd like to see here.
BYU in the Sitake era, 17-2 on the road when they score 30 or more. They're sitting at 34 with 3.5 to play in the third quarter. Will Farron to kick it off from right to left, south to north. Bell and Washington back. And Bell will take it from the 3-yard line. Wide open. to the near side. Flag flies, may come back. Another flag flies. That's weird.
Holding.
Those flags were delayed by about a couple of seconds, but the 42-yard line, the return spot, but now flags should bring it back. That's at least what you expect when you see flags during the run back.
Looked like they were holding Wakely to me. That was the one I saw, Greg. I don't know if I'm accurate, but it did look like they were holding Wakely.
Not a lot of flags in this game. Only two accepted penalties for either team in this one. Here comes the call from Kevin Maher, the referee.
During the return, holding, receiving team number 44, 10-yard penalty, first down.
So I'll restate that point about defensive three and outs. BYU's had at least one defensive three and out in every game this season. Four against SIU, four against SMU, six against Wyoming, one against K-State, none yet today. Now, there was a pick on the first play of the game, a deflected ball that turned into an interception. So the Cougs got the ball back immediately to begin today's game, but no technical three and outs, three downs and punt for Baylor at all today. 3:25 to play, third quarter. Cougs up 13. Robertson on a short drop. Has a batted ball. And that's the third bat today at the line. And that'll be incomplete. Mangelson, who had the pick off the deflection by Nelson to open the game, records the pass breakup.
Perfect timing by Blake Mangelson. He's going to get into a bull rush, recognize pass, continue to press. He's watching the quarterback's eyes. As soon as the quarterback cocks the ball, Blake is ready to spring, and he just gets his hand on it again. Like, Blake and John Nelson have been great in the middle.
Both teams have scored in all three quarters today. 34-21 Cougs, 3:21 to play in the third. Robertson hand clap in the shotgun. Deep down the far sideline, incomplete. Man-to-man coverage, Maury Bamba running with Ketron Jackson. Ketron Jackson, Arkansas transfer. In fact, when he was playing for Arkansas, he had three grabs for 55 yards at Lavelle Edwards Stadium in a Razorbacks win back in 2022.
Well, here you go on a third and 10.
Hey, now, remember that scoring drive? They had two fourth downs and one third and 12 conversion. And here's a chance for the first defensive three and out of the day. It would be three downs and punt. Third and 10 from the Baylor 22. A short back pedal. A fire to the far side. It is broken up. Well done by Maury Bamba. Running stride for stride with Jackson again. They went back to Jackson. And Maury times his arm perfectly on the swipe out. I don't see any flags. It's a three and out.
That right there is press coverage. That's man press. And what you're doing is you're just pressing the receiver. You're running with him instead of letting him fall into zone, which I'm sure Sawyer has now gotten used to seeing him drop into zone. And you now have a man that's running with him that actually breaks that up. So nice defensive adjustment by Jay Hill and by Gennaro Guilford to put their corners on some press.
And Kalani was immediately in the defensive back's face, saying, get to the sideline. Let's not celebrate too much, but a big, big play for sure. And now what do we have? Flags and false starter formation here on Baylor, it would appear.
Delay.
The clock ran out. So they'll back themselves up to make it 4th and 15. Punt from the 17-yard line of scrimmage now. So BYU will get...
delay a game. Kicking team. 5-yard penalty. Still 4th down.
BYU will have, with the exception of the Baylor 20-yard line coming off that first pick of the game, or the first play of the game, will have its best starting field position, you would think, since that play. Parker Kingston's back between his 35 and 30-yard line. 4th and 15. The punter, Palmer Williams, awaiting inside his 5. Boots it away from there. Oh, it's short wobble. He's going to bounce in front of Parker, and he will catch it. No, we'll bobble it out of bounds at the far sideline, but it's all right. He was on the run. He was the only guy that could touch it. It'll be the 38-yard line of BYU 1st and 10 with a timeout on the field. 2:56 to play in the third. BYU can restore a 3-score lead on this ensuing possession. 34-21, and the Cougs offense gets the ball back after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Hans Olsen and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Down to Mitchell Jurgens in the Zions Bank end zone for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you. Mitch, what can you tell us quickly about Waylon Lapuaho?
Yeah, he will be back in the game. He went into the medical tent, was evaluated for, it looks like, either right knee or right thigh. but he was deemed strong enough to come back in, so he's in the series.
All right, and Austin Lausa has given way to Bruce Mitchell at right guard. So Bruce came in at left guard for Lapuaho, now goes to right guard for Lausa. So it's Etienne, Lapuaho, Macassini, Lausa, and Keim. No Connor Pay today after being injured early and carted off the field. First and 10, BYU, the Cougar 37-yard line. Great starting field position, best since the first quarter. Nawahine off the right hip of Retzloff. They'll motion to strength left. Play fake. Dropping back is Jake. Flushed out to the right and dumps it away, but he's out of the pocket and throws past the line of scrimmage. No grounding. A throwaway. Nobody on that side of the field for Retzloff.
No, that wasn't the way that he was meant to roll out or push out. There was zero receivers.
Nobody there.
On the right side hash and out to the sideline. Nothing there for him, so he just ditches it.
Second down and 10. 34-21, BYU has not trailed, took a 21-0 lead to open explosively today. Three receiving options to the left, one to the short side, right side. They'll go pistol now. Nawahine behind Retzloff. Turns and gives to Enoch, and Enoch trying to shake off one tackler does so. Can he get to the corner? No, he cannot! And he would have had a first down and room to run, but Corey Gordon Jr. makes a first down saving tackle on the near boundary. What a tackle by Gordon, because Nawahine beats him and he can turn the corner and head up the boundary. It's only a gain of one after all that. So third down and 9 for BYU.
That's a heck of a tackle, Greg. You know, that wide open field like that.
It's at least a first down.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're looking at a 3 and out if you don't make 9 yards. BYU 4 for 8 on third downs. Trips right. Jake looks left. Now sprints right. Throws on the run, intercepted at the 40-yard line. Looking for Keelan Marion, and through past Marion, and that's the first giveaway of the day. Baylor on the turnover, down 13, gets the ball back, and Jake, I thought, had he chosen to run that football, gets a first down.
He had wide open lane on the outside, so Baylor had lost the contain, and you could see, he was scrambling, trying to get back to contain. So from about the right hash to the sideline was wide open. And Retzloff thought that he saw Marion, thought that he could feed it in there. But that's a really good grab by Corey Gordon.
Defense has to do the job again. Get it back with no damage done. It'll be Baylor first and 10 at its own 42-yard line.
The ruling on the field was an interception.
Corey Gordon with that saving tackle and then that interception.
What are they looking at? There's Gordon on both plays, so what are they looking at here? Just to make sure that he made the catch? Looked pretty clean. Live. Getting one look at a replay, and I can't imagine. Yeah, he secured it, rolled to his back. It's Baylor football. So the first takeaway for Baylor, first giveaway of the day for BYU, and never a good time for it, but this has been a game that since BYU's led 21-0, Baylor's outscored BYU 21-13. Well, and momentum was starting to slip before the fake punt. BYU grabbed it back, got 3 points out of it, got a 3 and out defensively, did their job, but that takeaway by Baylor gives Baylor good field position and looking to make it a one-score game in the ensuing possession. Time for the D to stand tall once again for BYU.
It's crazy because as good as BYU's played, I've never felt like I've had enough meal that I can loosen the belt a little bit. You know, I feel like I'm staying pretty tight and got a lot of anxiety and a ton of hope, and you're feeling good about the way things are going, but at no point have you been able to take a deep breath and say, this is all right.
Because the 21-0 lead was so early. There was still so much football left to play.
Yes.
If you're up 21-0 at halftime, it feels like a different ballgame.
But, you know, we did just see a 3 and out, and we did see them transition to man press.
Yep.
I'd like to see a little
review,
bit.
The ruling on the field stands. First down, Baylor.
Now, you could have confirmed that, too. That was a pretty clean pick, I thought. Either way, it'll be first and 10 Baylor, so yep, defense back out on the field and time to go to work and keep BYU in a position of strength here in Waco. All right, Robinson, Mark Collins, Maury Bamba are the corners. Micah Harper and Faletau Satuwala are the safeties. In a 4-2-5, quarterback draws Sawyer Robertson. Robertson gets a run of 5, maybe 4 before he's tackled by Isaiah Banya, 2nd and 6.
Banya drops an elbow. Banya's coming from that defensive end position as Sawyer's fighting his way through the A-gap, and Banya just drops a hammer on him and it bends Sawyer backwards like a piece of toast.
Give him 5, 2nd and 5. Bryson Washington off the right hip of Robertson. He'll send off the fullback to the left side. Look left. Throw down the boundary left. Overthrows the intended receiver. Third down and five coming up. Going for Hal Presley down the boundary, and Bamba was right there. And when they've gone to these one-on-one streaks, BYU's DBs have been right there.
Well, because they went to the press. They threw in a nice little wrinkle. And before, Jake Spadaball, the offensive coordinator, was calling throws into zones, and now he's trying to call throws into press.
All right, with 1:25 to go in the third, is this four-down territory. Third down and five from the 47 of Baylor. Robertson gun with Washington. He's got trips to the wide side, right side. They'll bring in one of them, the fullback, Yates. The handoff goes middle for Washington, and nothing there. So fourth and five. What does Baylor do now? The way they ran that play, it felt like four-down territory. They would go for it on fourth.
Well, you would think now maybe they wanted some yardage out of that.
They got nothing.
To go for it.
Offense will stay on the field.
They're staying.
1:08 to play in the third quarter. You don't convert here. You give BYU the ball back with a 13-point lead and a really short field to work with. The play clock down to 20. Plenty of time there. Here it is. Fourth down and five. They've been good on third and fourth downs today.
Be aggressive. Run the presses.
Baylor 3-for-4 on fourth. Twins left and right. Chest high snap to Robertson. He's got room to run to the right. Forced toward the boundary. Slips and falls. Will not get there. He fell down at midfield. He gained two. Needed five. Turnover on downs. BYU will take it over at midfield with 37 seconds to go in the third. Robertson was going to keep and run. And with Kelly approaching, in fact, Kelly might have got him.
Yeah.
He slips and falls and does not move the chains. Gives it up on downs to the Bears, and BYU takes over on Baylor's side of the field. Massive moment of the game, and BYU will likely keep the football into the fourth quarter, leading by 13 at least.
Jack Kelly had dropped himself about 10 yards deep into a zone look. He sees that Sawyer Robertson is going to scramble, and he fires out of the canyon to come up and give a little bit of contain. And John Nelson had fought from the inside out and was there to make the tackle as well.
This may be the final play of the third quarter. It's a give for no gain to Nawahine, and that will do it for quarter number three. BYU will take a 13-point lead to the fourth quarter. BYU under Kalani, when leading or tied after three quarters, 60 wins to only 10 losses. And when leading after three, as BYU will do today, the record is 57-6. Can the Cougs keep that trend on their side in the final 15 minutes? Come back with us and find out. We are through three quarters here in Waco. BYU 34 and Baylor 21. It'll be second and 10 Cougs on the Baylor side of the field after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.